Since President Trump declared a state of emergency on our southern border, it's become a political flashpoint. Democrats and Republicans in Congress can't even agree on whether or not what we're seeing should be called a crisis, let alone what should be done to address it. So where does Arizona's congressional delegation stand on this debate, and is any solution possible? For that, our co-host Lauren Gilger turned to Ronald J. Hansen, who covers Congress for the Arizona Republic. He went along with Representative Andy Biggs as he toured the border recently with a group of fellow Republicans. Hansen says these kinds of tours have become a kind of rite of passage for many politicians, but they're not changing anyone's mind.
Yeah, so this was a trip led by Arizona's Andy Biggs, and he had with him, I think when I was there, four Republican members of the House of Representatives. There was another member who joined them later in that trip. And for many of them, this was their first trip to Arizona's border. It was their first chance to see with their own eyes the issue in person, up close, that they've been dealing with quite a bit when they're in Washington. But this was a chance for them to sort of get a very personal sense of what Andy Biggs and others in the GOP are talking about pretty routinely.
So what did they witness? Anything that affirmed or didn't their beliefs about what's going on in the border?
Yeah. So first off, you know, these are folks who are already pretty supportive of the president's agenda, namely that we need to secure the border and such. So minds didn't change, but I think that they saw some things that were pretty compelling that convinced them that what they have been saying is correct. So most dramatically, I think, was when they got to the border, to the Colorado River in Yuma, this one portion that we saw. You know, the river there is less than 30 feet wide, mm-hmm. and the water flow was low enough that you could walk across it and your shirt would be dry. Some of the members could actually hear chatter across the river from folks who presumably are eyeing a chance to cross the river and come into America. So all of that was pretty dramatic, just to be that close and realize how little effort it would take to actually do this. Mm-hmm. As the delegation was walking away from the river basin, there were four people who crossed in their path and were headed toward Yuma's neighborhoods and such, and they stopped at one person's house and asked for agua. This was something that was pretty dramatic for, you know, a number of the members who just kind of saw, like, the boldness of it. This is a daylight moment where they see people crossing.
So was there a sense of surprise? Was there a sense of affirmation?
I think it was mostly affirmation. And these are folks who, as I said, support the president's agenda anyway. But now they have specific things that they can point to. Later in the trip, we saw a group of at least 30 people sort of huddled in the same spot where they were already standing earlier in the day where those four people had crossed. They then saw a group of 30 people. And so it sort of feeds into this idea that this is really a crisis, that you get the idea that this is a morning, noon, and night kind of event. And it was just one day.
Yeah.
There was nothing special about that day. It was just another day on the border.
You mentioned a crisis, right? This feeds into this idea that they believe that this is a crisis. But does everyone agree that it's a crisis in Yuma on the border?
You know, that's where things start to break down. One of the folks who's part of the Catholic Charities in Yuma, I spoke with her, and she said that, you know, the community seems unchanged to her, and that she thinks that this is something that's being exploited, namely by conservatives who are just trying to gin up excuses to build the wall. And you talk to folks who are Democrats, for example, and, you know, they think that this is also just part of trying to get the upper hand politically, mm-hmm. and give Donald Trump something that he can rally around for his 2020 campaign. There is no consensus that this is a crisis from people who are wary about the political stakes around it.
Right, right. And some people are wary about those political stakes. Kyrsten Sinema was also on the border around the same time. What is her message?
You know, she took a very different approach. Number one, she went to Nogales, not to Yuma. She talked to folks who were working on the border ports of entry, too. She didn't just look at the physical spot where people could cross illegally. She was looking at where folks can cross legally, even if they have illegal purposes. Mm-hmm. So folks who might be trying to smuggle in drugs, for example. She heard that message as well. She also talked to others in the business community and in the wider community. And she did this without the press in tow. this was something that she was willing to talk about, but it was not for spectacle. It was to try and get a better personal understanding for herself that she takes back to Washington. And I should mention that Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois was also in El Paso about the same time that these folks were all traveling to the border. So, you know, Democrats have gone in some cases, and Republicans continue to go. And I think Republicans really wanted to raise awareness that when they say that there is something really happening at the border that is alarming, they wanted the media and other members of Congress to see that with them. And Democrats are trying to figure out, you know, how best to respond to that.
Is there anyone who is bipartisan on this? Like, everyone's accused of whatever they say being partisan on this issue. What does the Border Patrol chief there say? Like, what are the people who are on the ground who are theoretically unbiased on this issue politically say?
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of freighted to say, you know, let's find somebody who's objective on this. One of the folks I talked to with the Border Patrol, he was very outspoken in terms of the Border Patrol agency's need for additional resources and their gratitude for the president securing at least some additional resources for them. That union that he is part of has been pretty outspoken in their support for the president. And I asked him, you know, does he think that that has marginalized the Border Patrol itself, that when they come in and say that there is a crisis or that there is greater need, that they are really seen as sort of an arm of the president at mm-hmm. this point? And he said they don't regret the stance that they've taken because that was the only way that they were able to secure additional resources. So he's aware that even the Border Patrol is seen in some ways as having become an agency of the president's messaging. But he views this situation as so urgent that it justifies that kind of activism.
So where does Congress stand on this right now? I mean, very little agreement, clearly, but Congress has come together on other issues in the last year or so. Is this one that might come to some sort of conclusion?
Gosh, it just doesn't feel like it right now. I hate to sound cynical, but the fact is that 2020 is a presidential election year. This president in particular is especially unpopular with Democrats who feel that they can defeat him next year. The last thing they want to do is give him a victory on his signature campaign promise of building a wall. It just feels like the issue is going to be left for voters to essentially ratify through their vote next year, whether they think that this is a crisis that demands the president's course of action or whatever the Democratic alternative might be. You know, they did come together last year when they tried to do something about the opioid crisis in this country. Democrats and Republicans were able to forge bipartisan legislation that tried to get at that issue. And Democrats would tell you that that legislation did not address nearly enough of the issues that they were concerned with, but they were in agreement that we should do something. Right now, there's just not even an agreement that we can call it a crisis. And we still fight over whether things should be called barriers, walls, fences, or whatever. We just can't seem to get any bipartisan consensus as to what to call this.
All right. Long way off then. Ronald Hansen covers Congress for the Arizona Republic.
Thanks for having me.